This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. In just one day, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in China grew by roughly 4,000. As the virus continued to spread Thursday, the World Health Organization says it's still too early to tell if the virus outbreak has peaked, even though on Wednesday, the overall number of new cases dropped for the first time. Meantime, University of Oxford vaccinology professor Sarah Gilbert gives an idea of the timeline for a new vaccine.
We are starting to test the vaccine in animals, so that will be happening over the next couple of months. We're also developing the plans for the clinical trial. We have to write a very large dossier of information to supply to the regulatory authorities to ask for approvals for the trial.
And infection expert Robin Shattuck, who is at Imperial College in London, says he and his team are moving as fast as possible to get a vaccination ready to take on the coronavirus.
We're starting animal testing, and the next phase will be to try and move it towards human testing. But that's a long process. It's going to take a while to check it's safe and then see if it can block natural infection before it would be available for the global community.
The virus has infected more than 30,000 people. A U.S. appeals court on Friday threw out a lawsuit brought by Democratic lawmakers alleging President Donald Trump's overseas business dealings violate the U.S. Constitution's anti-corruption emoluments clauses. Reversing a lower court judge, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit said a group of more than 200 Democratic lawmakers lacked legal standing to bring the case in the first place. The three-judge panel said it was bound by U.S. Supreme Court decisions that have limited the ability of individual members of Congress to litigate questions that affect the legislative branch as a whole. This is VOA News. The government's latest job numbers show hiring jumped in January. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports U.S. employers added 225,000 jobs.
That's a very solid number. It's more than enough to keep up with growth in the labor force.
Gus Fauché, chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, says that's bidding up wages.
We're up about 3% over the past year. That's above the pace of inflation.
With 500,000 people streaming into the job market in January, the jobless rate ticked up to 3.6%. Fauché says that's not a signal of anything worrisome, but there are some downside risks to growth, including the coronavirus outbreak in China.
And then also, there's a potential for job losses related to Boeing's decision to stop production of the 737 MAX. We did have small job losses in manufacturing.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Donald Trump said Friday the United States had killed the head of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, regarded as one of the network's most dangerous branches. Lucy Fielder reports.
Donald Trump says the United States has killed the leader of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula in a counter-terrorism operation in Yemen. The U.S. president's statement said Qasem al-Rayni committed, quote, unconscionable violence against civilians in Yemen, and sought to conduct and inspire numerous attacks against the United States and its forces. This is Rami in a video Reuters obtained back in 2015, speaking after the death of his predecessor. Washington sees al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula as one of the deadliest branches of the network founded by Osama bin Laden.
That was Lucy Fielder reporting. Women are slowly moving into Afghanistan's male-dominated restaurant industry. Bashan Hamdard reports for VOA.
Haideryan is a unique restaurant opened by Zahira Haideri, which employs only women. Haideri says she opened the restaurant to cook delicious food, but also to help empower women in the workforce.
In Afghanistan, in particular in Bamiyan, women and men are often seated separately in restaurants. I really didn't want that here. I wanted to create an environment where everyone is treated equally.
I usually come here because of its setting. Boys and girls can chat comfortably.
Something else that separates this restaurant from its competitors is that most of the items in the menu are what locals call awasana, or craving foods. While most of the restaurants are offering similar dishes like kebabs, various rice dishes, etc., Haideryan is specializing in homemade Afghan dishes often made with dough.
And that was Bashar Hamdar reporting for VOA. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.